You are listening, of course, to Off Script, or at least I hope you are, although that means nothing, because if you're tuned in now, you are, of course, listening to us. So that's just 20 seconds I'll never get back. We're talking all things self-help for the next half hour, and for good reason, Robert, because we were talking about this in the last couple of days. Self-help, coaching, life coaching, if you will, feeling that in the last few years, it's an industry that's on an upward trajectory, isn't it?
Yeah, do you believe in it? Would you ever go get some life coaching?
Yeah, I do. I think for yeah, you're shaking your head, Rob, but I do. Would I do it? No.
You're paying lip service to it.
Would I do it? No, because I'm tight with my cash. I'd probably try and find the answer
myself.
But if
you really believed in it, you'd find a way to invest in it.
Again, Rob, you know me when it comes to cash. A lot of it, I think, is... It's not common sense per se, but I think a lot of people can let life beat them down.
Right.
You just need someone to get the clutter out the way and give you the roadmap. Does that make sense?
I totally believe in it, because you can spend so much time going through things in your own head, but sometimes having that external, it's the same thing with a personal trainer. Sometimes external expert can help you navigate things and clarify things in a way that's going to get you to where you want to go.
It's fair to say that business has never been as good as it is right now. For the life coaching industry, it is a $1 billion industry,
yeah,
which is pretty crazy. We're in the wrong.
Yeah, we are.
We're in the wrong gig.
We certainly are.
Self-help and personal improvement market tops $10 billion and growing. And you see them. They fill out the Coca-Cola Arena, these guys.
Yeah, that's motivational.
They come out.
Those
motivational,
fellas, yeah.
Self-help, psychologists, life coaches, holistic trainers. They can kind of all fit under the same
umbrella. I wonder why that is.
They all appeal to people who want to kind of solve the puzzle of why they're fed up all the time.
Not the hubby, not the wife. I've got to find a solution. Well, this next guest, she can probably shed a little bit more light on this, because this is a typical off-script guest, if ever there was one.
It really is. We're delighted to bring into the conversation the founder of The Gracious F. It is Fatima Al-Shawari. And Fatima, explain to the listeners exactly what you are. Hello, first and foremost.
Hello, and thank you for having me on the show and getting me out in this beautiful weather today.
It's nice.
You are a what, Fatima?
I'm a color consultant, and mainly I am a color psychologist. So how I help people is, as you said, like a lot of people are very skeptical about life coaches, and I'm one of them, because I agree that a person has all the answers in them, and they just need a way to make those answers come to life in their own way. Because not everybody has a particular formula that suits everyone. It has to mold to different lifestyles, what you want to achieve. So a color consultant basically comes in, teaches you how to communicate with color using certain colors in certain situations where you are empowered with the wavelength of these colors to be more confident, to be more open in communication, or to have a persona or a self-branding that represents your true personality. And that also is applied to corporate companies when it comes to their logos, their interior, their brand, even their marketing campaign, the language that they speak.
Right, I'm going to jump in here. Sonal has said she's a skeptic. So you can sit back, Sonal. It's our job in the next 20 minutes and Fatima's job to convince you, to make you see the light, if you will. Because I get what a lot you're saying there about a corporation, a brand, a logo, an interior. That makes sense to me, about making it welcoming to all. Where I struggle with all of this is an individual. Break it down for us. How does an individual, what relationship do they have with colour that, let's be honest about it, will A, make them feel better and actually will improve their fortunes, whether that be personally or professionally?
Well, it's very important to explain first what the colour effects theory is what we use in this process. So the color effects theory is based, number one, on the individual color changing your mood and behavior. The second is we are exposed to 16 million hues of colors. Yes. So
that's a lot.
That's very overwhelming. So how do you use the 16 million hues of colors? They've divided it into four different color groups. Each of these hues have certain wavelength. And each color group has certain personality characteristics, where you come from, certain traits or things you're attracted to from color, from career, even the way people communicate with you, your mindset of how you accept information from people. And this is how we divide these personalities. So what we do is we analyze them by asking them general personality questions, puts them in a certain category. We look at their features. And then we test four different hues of a particular color from the four color groups, automatically you will see they take from the vibration of that color, their body language changes. So if it's a hue of color that matches their personality, they're more comfortable, they're happy, even the color of their face is all evened out. But if it's not their color palette, they're tense or they're aggressive or they're just depressed. And at the same time, their skin would be uneven. So this is where we guide them in creating a color kit that guides you when to wear these colors, for what occasions, and how to treat certain psychological issues you have, for example, anxiety, depression, even communication.
Fatima, so we're hearing about how certain people resonate or react with certain colors, but talk to me about the science behind it, the data, the research. I want the evidence. How do you know that this works?
Well, we see that a lot, actually, when it comes to, as we said, like businesses, logos react. So, for example, if you look at the food industry, is the key people who have manipulated everyone when it comes to color. So, for example, fast food industries, all of the fast food brands we look at have red, orange, and yellow. Yep. There's a particular reason for that, because the orange is a nutritional color. It makes you hungry. The red is very fast-paced. You can be surrounded by red for too long, so you will move faster. And yellow is friendly and gives you that trust. So this is how you are manipulated with the colors that you have around you.
I will not hear a bad word said about our proud sponsors, McDonald's. No. They've been good to us this week, what they have, Fatima. Right, you're going
to
be
beautiful
with us.
Beautiful link to that and McFlurry's there.
Fatima's going to be with us. We're going to delve into this in a little bit more detail, because I appreciate there are people out there that self-help and they're looking for every tool at their disposal.
We're talking to a colour consultant, if you're just tuning in. What is that, you may ask? Well, it is someone who is an expert on pairing colours and analysing colours from a scientific basis as to how that can affect people with different personalities. It is Fatima Al-Shawawi. She is the founder of The Gracious F. And Fatima, we're going to dive straight into this. We've questioned you. We've grilled you a little bit on what you do.
There's been no grilling.
We've softballed and numerous questions. Sonal tried to play devil's advocate. We're still not sure. The jury's out as to whether it worked or not. But we need you to analyse Chris McCarty, if you can. Psychoanalyse him and what colours he can and cannot get away with wearing.
Okay, great. So we'll ask you three quick questions.
Yes.
And I just want you to answer straight away without thinking.
Okay.
Favourite colour and why?
Red, because it's the colour of my favourite football team.
Okay. And what are your hobbies? What do you like to do?
I enjoy watching an awful lot of sport. I enjoy building Lego and watching an awful lot of sport.
Right. Where do you like to vacation?
Oh, I'm a city man. Okay. I've said this. Robbie's not happy. Sono kind of is with me, I think, on this. I enjoy a good city break.
Okay. So you like walking around
the town? Walking, like just taking in a city, getting involved in its kind of ambience and the vibe, and yeah.
Right. So now, an individual, we have four different personalities. So you could have a main and a subordinate personality. So your main personality is a firelight, which is a trait that love to travel, love to eat,
yes,
work very well with groups. They're also great researchers, and they like to experience culture and learn from other cultures. Your subordinate personality is your playful side, which is the morning light personality. That's where they love the outdoors. They love anything to do with sports.
Yeah.
And they enjoy actually multiple things. So you're a very good multitasker.
I like to think I am. They would be the judge of that. Can I multitask?
Chris is loving this analysis.
Robbie, am I a multitasker?
Well, you can buy a coffee at the same time as trying to organise what's going on in the show, so I suppose you are, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Brilliant.
And also, you are very good with people, so you would be more on the PR side, I guess, of the business.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Am I spot on?
You're
80% match, I'd say.
Okay, very good.
So Fatima, take us from the personality analysis now to here's where I'm skeptical. So, okay, we can all kind of describe what kind of person Chris is. And I think that's something that comes across pretty easily with him in terms of he just projects that energy. A lot of people will feel it right away. How does a certain color then influence his life in any kind of way or what he's able to achieve. For example, what is a color he should not be using or wearing versus one that he should, and then what's the difference between those two?
Okay, well, black is definitely not a color he should be wearing because it's not part of his palette. The reason why the black is part of a starlight personality, which is, I would say, very focused, career-oriented, and not very communication with people around them. So he has a very warm personality with connecting people. So black will make him very tired if he wears it for a long period of time, and it could cause him depression if he actually is surrounded by it.
And aside from the odd pair of black trues, I don't think I've ever seen Chris wear black.
Very
true. No, I'm not a Gary Player-esque individual.
You do the old ankle clippers. You occasionally get the black trues out.
I've not had them out in a while. So yeah, I don't do. It's interesting.
You wouldn't be attracted to black at all because it's not part of your palette.
I agree with that. Yeah.
So which colors would work for him then?
So spring palette. So a lot of bright, friendly colors. And at the same time, he can wear a bit of a warmer, earthier tone, which is his firelight, which are more autumn colors. So it depends on, honestly, what he is going to actually do to wear a particular color for. For work, he would be in his navy blues and his dark greens, browns. So these are very serious colors, help them focus. But when he is out of work, he'll be more in playful colors like red, yellow, orange. So actually, he can be very adventurous with color. You have
like
a great woodlook.
I like my pinks.
And pinks. There we go.
I do like that. Okay, then. So you're matching up, and Sono's already kind of alluded to it, you're matching up the colours. A lot of people out there will be sceptics, I'm sure. We're getting one or two people saying, well, hold on a second, McDonald's, they came out, I think, in the 50s, all of the colours there. So back then, were they really thinking about this influencing of colours back then, or is this attributing those colours that they ran with and building the master plan from there? Does that make sense?
Yes. Now, at the time, it may not be a science. They were looking at it from a scientific point of view, but they were looking at it at what is the message they want to give out. So naturally, our brains process the color in a way that when we see a particular color, our brains interpret you are seeing the color red, therefore you're going to be energetic. So at that time, as we said earlier on, the idea was that they wanted something that is friendly, fast, and delicious and nutritional. So they picked the orange because automatically they thought nutrition, orange. They wanted something friendly. Automatically the brain interpreted yellow, something friendly. Then they wanted something that's fast, which was red, and that is how they interpreted this.
Okay, let me ask you this question, and again, keep this one broad, because of course I appreciate there is kind of patient confidentiality in all of this, but what types of people are knocking on your door, honestly? Forget the brands for a second, individuals.
Individuals, mostly people who are going through a transitional phase in their life. So either they are starting a new job or want to completely change their career or going through a divorce or have lost a loved one, and they're searching. They're searching for something. So this color analysis helps them to focus and deal with different mindsets that they're in at the time and know how to control situations in their life. And they get more clarity the more they take from the vibration of their own colors.
Do you have an example of someone that you've worked with perhaps that has really transformed because perhaps they didn't? I think a lot of us maybe inherently already know. I mean, you described Chris's colors, the ones he's attracted to, the ones that he isn't. That's something he doesn't necessarily need consulting for. He's inherently already attracted to those colors, and we see that in what he wears. Somebody who wasn't attuned with that, who came into you, understood it better and how that changed their lives. Is there some sort of example or...
Yes, the key problem I have with everyone is communication. Everybody has, whether it is at work or whether it is in a relationship. So I had an interesting story about an individual who actually had problems with her mother-in-law. So she came in and she was like, she's constantly focused on me and it gets overwhelming. I don't know how to stand up for myself or I don't know how to have that limit to the communication. So interestingly, the color gray makes you disappear. So when you wear gray, people don't notice you.
Fatima, are you telling me all this years that I've had problems with a mother-in-law, I could have changed my shirt, it would have all been sorted?
Yes, you could have worn gray and she wouldn't talk to you.
Oh my goodness.
The founder of The Gracious F, color guru, Fatima Al-Shawawi. And we've got a couple of questions, Fatima, which may challenge you. They may trip you up. I doubt it somehow, because you've played these beautifully with a straight bat so far. What about local, what about national dress? So obviously not much in the way of choice available to the wearers there. And what about colorblind people?
All right, so number one with the national dress, of course, for women, we are stuck to our black abayas. And I did mention that certain personalities don't have black. So what you do is you wear a color that's your palette underneath the abaya, which you take the vibration from. So, and you have an element of a particular color that you need for the occasion, say you're speaking to someone or giving a speech, just a small element. So it could be a brooch that is blue or our shayla that is blue. Now, when it comes to men, it's a bit more difficult because we only have white when you have, say, if you're in a government entity. But we have other colors.
And what's the challenge for people wearing just white?
In this case, they would either put in a blue pen, which would bring focus more towards the communication face area, or they would have a blue watch or a blue band.
What does white itself do, per se?
So white gives clarity. It's not a negative color. However, if we increase using a certain color, then it starts taking a negative effect. So we have four primary psychology colors, red, blue, green, and yellow, which is what you wear during your day. That's how you balance out your energy. So an example, if you exceed a certain color, for example, yellow, which is happy, creativity, self-confidence. But if you increase the yellow, it goes into depression, anxiety, and even suicide.
You mentioned before that grey is a great colour. If you've got issues with a mother-in-law, wear grey because you're merging at the background. They won't bother you, which I am. I'm off to buy a lot of grey shirts. Hassan here has made a great point, though. If grey makes you disappear, then why are grey suits go-to suits for an awful lot of professionals? It seems counterintuitive. He's got a good point there.
Yes, here is where color symbolism plays a role. So color symbolism is our opinion of a particular color due to outside influence, whether it's religion, culture, or even, as we know, the marketing industry. They've influenced us to think particular colors are for certain things. So in the fashion industry, they make you think that gray is a very
powerful,
sophisticated, powerful color. But actually, in psychology, it is not.
You never see a president
in a gray
suit.
It's a neutral color. Grey is a neutral colour.
So what you're saying is the world order, it's the CEO's happy for you to buy grey and think you look cool because in actual fact you're just merging in at the background.
Exactly. If you see the top industries, you see they are in blue suits, as you said, with red ties. Very powerful colours, or black suits. So these are the strong colours.
And if you like neutral colors, is that problematic? I mean, what if you tend to have a lot of neutral colors in your wardrobe? What does that mean?
No, it is not problematic. It most probably means you're a dreamlike personality, which has a lot of earth tones in it. But as I said, you